Lesson 46. Jesus Christ will come again. Purpose: to acquaint the children with the signs of the Savior's second coming and to encourage them to prepare themselves to meet him. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1 verses 1 through 4 and 21 through 55, Acts chapter 1 verses 9 through 11, and Doctrine and Covenants section 29 verses 11, section 38 verse 30, section 101 verses 24 and 25, section 133 verses 46 through 48. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading. Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 5 through 20, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verses 16 through 75, section 88, verses 87 through 101. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A pearl of great price for each child. B. Several copies of the Bible and Doctrine and Covenants. C. 4 fig leaves cut out of colored paper or drawn on the chalkboard, with one of the following words or phrases printed on each leaf. False Christs, Israel gathered, desolations, heavenly wonders. Note, a pattern is provided of the leaf on page 162 of the ink print edition. End of note. D. An outline of the branches of a fig tree drawn on paper or the chalkboard. Note, a pattern of the fig tree is provided on page 162 of the ink print edition. End of note. E. Tape or other adhesive. F. Pictures 7-3. The Birth of Jesus. Gospel Art Picture Kit 200. Number 62116. 7-25. The Second Coming. Number 62562. 7-43. The Ascension of Jesus. Gospel Art Picture Kit 236. Number 62497. And a picture of the current prophet. Page 163. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Show the pictures, the birth of Jesus and the second coming. What important events in the earth's history do these two pictures represent? What signs announced the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem? Angels sang, a new star appeared. There was a night without darkness in America, and so on. How would you have felt if you had been in Bethlehem when Jesus was born? What do you think it will be like when Jesus comes to earth again? Explain that when the Savior comes again, it will be the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Doctrine and Covenants, section 2, verse 1. Many miracles will happen when Jesus returns, and all the people of the earth will know that he is the Savior. To the righteous, it will be a joyful time because they will live on earth. Jesus Christ will reign, there will be peace, and Satan will not be able to tempt them to do wrong. Those who are wicked will be frightened and sad at Jesus' coming. Because they have not repented, they will be destroyed. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 9. Scripture account. Teach the children the scripture account of the Savior's second coming found in Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and verses 21 through 55. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Remind the children that one of Joseph Smith's important works was to make a new translation of the Bible. His translation of Matthew chapter 24 contains important truths not recorded in the New Testament account about the second coming of the Savior. This chapter is so important for the Latter-day Saints that it was included in the Pearl of Great Price as Joseph Smith, Matthew. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. When Jesus told his disciples that he would come again, how did he describe what his return would be like? Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. How is this different from the way he came to earth the first time? After the disciples understood that Jesus' return would be after his death and resurrection, what did they want to know? Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 4. Why did the disciples want to know about the second coming? Why is it important for us to learn about the second coming? Explain that Jesus wants the members of the church, or the elect, to recognize the signs preceding his coming so they will not be deceived and will be prepared to meet him. Why has Jesus given us signs of his second coming? Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verses 37 and 39. Why did he liken his second coming to a fig tree? Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 38. Display the bare branches of the fig tree or draw the outline on the chalkboard. Display the fig leaves at the appropriate times during the rest of the discussion. What is a false Christ or false prophet? Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verses 21 through 22. People and religions who claim to have the truth and try to lead people away from Christ's true church. What will false Christs and false prophets be able to do? Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 22. How can the elect, righteous, avoid being deceived? Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 37. First phrase. Emphasize that we must always listen to the living prophet and follow what he tells us to do to avoid being deceived. President Wilford Woodruff, fourth president of the church, said, "The Lord will never permit me or any other man who stands as president of the church to lead you astray." See Official Declaration 1 in the Doctrine and Covenants. How will we know it is the true Christ when he comes? How will he appear? Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verses 25 through 26 and 36. Acts chapter 1, verses 9 through 11. Doctrine and Covenants section 133, verses 46 through 48. What is the gathering of Israel? Doctrine and Covenants section 45, verse 69. How are the missionaries helping to gather the righteous to the church? Joseph Smith, Matthew chapter 1, verse 31. Explain that God's chosen people who are called Israel live all over the world. Before Jesus comes again, missionaries will go to all the world to teach them the gospel. Those who accept the truth and are baptized will gather to the stakes of Zion. In what countries are members of our ward or branch serving missions? What does the word desolation mean? Disaster, calamity, ruin, devastation, misery. What desolations does Jesus say will happen before his second coming? Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 28 through 30. What desolations have you seen or heard about? What are some of the heavenly wonders that will appear immediately before the second coming? Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verse 33. How will the earth be cleansed when Jesus comes again? Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verses 24 through 25. How long will Jesus reign as king on the earth? Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 11. Discuss the following quotation from President Brigham Young, second president of the church. He, Jesus, will banish sin from the earth and its dreadful consequences. Tears shall be wiped from every eye, and there shall be nothing to hurt or destroy in all God's holy mountain. Journal of Discourses, volume 11, page 124. When will the second coming be? Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 40 and 46. Why must we be prepared for Jesus' coming? How can we be prepared? Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 47 through 50. What will happen to those who are not prepared when Jesus comes? Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 51 through 55. Summarize by emphasizing that Jesus has given us the signs of His coming so that we will recognize its approach and be prepared. Explain that the Lord has said that if we are spiritually prepared, we shall not fear. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 38, verse 30. Read the following quotation from President Ezra Taft Benson, 13th President of the Church. Do we realize we are living in the days of the fulfillment of these signs and wonders? We are among those who will see many of these great prophecies fulfilled. We know not the day nor the hour of His coming, but of this we may feel assured. We stand close to the great day of the Lord. The Teachings of Ezra Taft Benson, page 20. Enrichment Activities. You may use one or more of the following activities anytime during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Make a copy of the following statements for each child. Distribute the statements and give pencils to the class members. Have them match the beginning of the statement with the end of the statement by drawing a line from the phrase in the first column to the correct ending in the second column. You may want to have the children look up the references for the statements they don't know. The heading is The Second Coming. Our Heavenly Father knows. The answer is the exact time when Jesus will come. Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verse 40. Jesus will be dressed. The answer is in red clothes. Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verse 48. False Christs. The answer is will deceive many. Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verse 22. Jesus will come. The answer is down from the sky. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. The second coming will, the answer is, be a glorious day for the righteous. Doctrine and Covenants, section 2, verse 1. The wicked will be, the answer is, destroyed. Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 9. When Jesus comes, He, the answer is, will look brighter than the sun. Doctrine and Covenants, section 133, verse 49. Missionaries will preach the gospel. The answer is, everywhere in the world. Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verse 31. Desolations are. The answer is, wars, famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 28 and 29. The sun will, the answer is, be darkened. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 42. 2. To help the children know how well they are preparing for the second coming, ask them the following or similar questions. Pause after each question to allow them time to think about how well they are prepared in that area. Do not ask the children to answer aloud. If the Savior came to my house, would I want to? Change some of the words I use? Hide some magazines, books, or videos? Change the channel on the television or turn the television off? Turn off the music I am listening to. Change my clothes for more modest ones. Take him wherever I go. Have him join me when I am with my friends. Read the scriptures more often than I do now. Treat my family differently than I usually do. 3. Review and memorize the 10th article of faith with the children. Explain that the events mentioned in this article of faith are exciting things that we can look forward to when Jesus comes again. 4. Bring newspapers or periodicals and let the children find articles that show the desolations that are happening in the world. 5. Review the parable of the 10 virgins from Lesson 25 and discuss the things this parable teaches about what we must do to prepare for the second coming. 6. To help the children understand one way they can prepare for the second coming, discuss the following quotation from President Ezra Taft Benson. In the Book of Mormon, we find a pattern for preparing for the second coming. A major portion of the book centers on the few decades just prior to Christ's coming to America. By careful study of that time period, we can determine why some were destroyed in the terrible judgments that preceded his coming, and what brought others to stand at the temple in the land of Bountiful and thrust their hands into the wounds of his hands and feet. The Teachings of Ezra Taft Benson, pages 58 and 59. Explain that the course of study for next year will be the Book of Mormon. This will be a wonderful opportunity to learn what we must do to be spiritually prepared for the second coming of the Savior. 7. Sing or read the words to Follow the Prophet, Children's Songbook, page 110. Also sing or read the words to I Wonder When He Comes Again, Children's Songbook, page 82. Conclusion. Bear testimony that those who obey the commandments and live righteously can look forward to the second coming of Jesus Christ with joy and gladness. Encourage the children to be ever watchful for the signs of Jesus' second coming and be spiritually prepared for this glorious event. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Joseph Smith, Matthew, chapter 1, verses 46 through 55 at home as a review of this lesson.
Suggested family sharing. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading.
Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 46. Jesus Christ will come again. This concludes the Primary 7 Manual, recorded in the studios of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Salt Lake City, Utah. Read by Marty Tuller, Nancy Cousins, and Sally Dietline. November 1994.